We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, plug for our friend Trip and the team at Computer Hardware.
Triptastic.
They take care of all your Apple product needs, watches, phones, computers. You can buy them there. They get them everything fixed there. Lincoln, Kearney, Hastings, and GI at 70th and O in Lincoln. Trip and his team are very smart, very wise. They will help you with all your questions for Apple products. Check them out today.
My wife lost it. Absolutely lost it.
What do you mean she lost it?
Just meltdown because her phone wouldn't pair with her watch. Oh. And it was a major meltdown.
First world problem.
So immediately, I thought, exactly. It's like, okay, what should we do? She goes, I should probably go see Trip. She buzzes down there. She's back in 10 minutes. Fixed.
That's what he does.
Yeah,
10 minutes.
And it was completely, had the plan. Here's what you do. Reboot this. Everything's fine. And all of a sudden, guess what? Everything around the house is a lot nicer now, too. It's a lot more. Before, my watch doesn't work. And that doesn't happen anymore. That went away.
Trip fixed that.
So we appreciate that, Trip. Get to him. I'm telling you. Change your life.
Great person, great team, great business. Computer Hardware.
Synced up. She's got the apron on.
And the apron in the kitchen.
Jake is fine. Just calm down.
It is fine. And now we're going to do Bill's Thrills. A Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a wild card Wednesday, Bill. Where are you taking us today?
Well, this last couple days have been incredible, and I got involved with it more last night. This is a historical thing with me. Frozen fun. So I've done this forever. I make my own ice. My own ice. This is a big thing. And I would start off with, this is fun for the kids too. I start off with my favorite is glacier ice. And so glacier ice means you fill up one of the giant bags, the Ziploc bags, full of water. And you have to be able to lay it, and you get all the air out of it, and you lay it flat. So it's about an inch and a quarter thick, maybe a little thicker than that. It's like this. Then you lay it out on something outside because now it's below zero. It's 10 below zero. Do it all the time. Lay it out. Then I bring it in. Do it on the concrete. Just drop it. And it just breaks apart. But it's big chunks of glacier ice. So say you go to have a drink or a cocktail like that. Boom. There you go.
Cocktail.
There you have it.
Hey, wait
or
a second. Now just run me through that again. How do you make it into a rectangle?
So you fill it up full of water. Then you let all the air out of it. Then you lay it flat. So it's a Ziploc bag, but laying flat. And right now, the fun part of it is that when you put it on outside, like on concrete, when it's like 10 below zero, oh, man, it's done quick.
It doesn't stick to the concrete.
No, it does not stick. I did on the back. Last night, my wife's like, what is going on outside on our back table back there? Frozen fun. It's what I do. Yeah. So last night, I was doing... cocktail glass. You know how, Jake, if you're going to have like an old fashioned,
yes,
you get the one big cube, right? Yep. Don't do that. You just take your cocktail glass, you fill up that full of water, you put it outside right there, freeze it, and then you have your drink, you pour it on top of that, then it kind of pops loose, and then you have your giant rocks glass.
Think about that.
Done. You put your glass in the freezer when you get done, and you have them in the freezer. You just pull one out, put whatever you have on there. Then after a second or two, it kind of loosens up from the deal. And then you have your giant.
This is fun.
Yeah, frozen fun. Also, we'd get a bunch of stuff. Like with me and Gigi, we'd get little fine stuff in your kitchen for molds, too. Just take it outside and freeze it. Just anything you can find, any random stuff. I just fill it full of water, put it outside. It's like, all right, this is kind of cool.
What random things have you done with
it? I'm trying to think of the stuff I've had. But just grab stuff out of the kitchen like that. I would use... muffin pans would be a big thing. Muffin pans was a big frozen fun with me. Any sort of like a bundt cake pan, I'd use
so
that.
A pan type of thing.
Yes, you could use. But this is the deal for you and your kids. Embrace the 10 below.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do it when it's
That's fun when it's like,
hey, it's going to get down to 28 tonight. I want to have zeros, and it's fun, frozen
fun. Ziploc bag.
I might have to do a YouTube video of this to how it's done.
You'd probably get. Do you know how many views that would get?
Glacier ice. It's remarkable.
I would guess a minimum of 500,000.
For glacier ice, I don't think that. I might get five.
No,
maybe, but
you get a lot.
500,000. You're calling here.
So. Yes.
Well, frozen fun, and he's making.
Laura, text
ice
into
outside.
The text line if you're listening about frozen fun. She's seen
okay,
it
wait a second. Walk me through the glass again so that you just pour a drink in.
Like a cocktail glass or whatever it is that you fill up that full of water and you just freeze it
outside.
Then you bring it back in. Now you have your you know, like I said, when you get your old fashioned, it's one big solid square of ice.
God, now wait a second.
So now you don't have to use some sort of mold or anything in your freezer. You just have it ready to go.
Jake, you'd maybe know this too. You can go to the liquor store. Now listen, People understand I don't drink that much, but you could go. I think you can go buy old fashions, right?
You can buy mix. Pre-made.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pre-made. So that'd be kind of fun to do your thing.
Pre-made. There you go. Exactly. Fun with ice. Frozen fun.
Get some cherries.
Yes.
Some of those. What do you call those kind of cherries?
Maraschino. Is that right?
Yeah,
did I say that right?
You got
something.
Like
that's
that.
Right. Yeah. The little orange peel in there.
Yes.
We have some response.
Okay,
Chris P. says, love this, but I'll check this out, too. It says, game changer. Put water in aluminum pan, put it in the smoker, and smoke for an hour, and then put the smoked water in the freezer to make ice cubes.
Yeah, that could work. Sometimes you get that. Yeah, that can work. I see that. That's really intense.
That's really Chris
intense.
P.
Yeah.
Scott says, this is maybe the best advice I've ever heard on this segment before.
Glide to the side is the best to me.
I'm telling you, tonight, right now, or today, do your own ice. And it's fun.
No, I like this idea about a drink.
It's preset and it's pre-ready. What else you got,
Jake? Maybe during the game I have an old-fashioned.
Someone says, you should do that, Zip. Have you ever broke the whiskey glass with the water/ice expansion?
Have not.
This
expands up. Yeah, no, it's never expands up. So it doesn't ever break it. Yeah.
Someone says, I would watch that video myself 500,000 times to get the
views. I think
it'd
be a good video if you were narrating.
If I was narrating it.
Seriously.
Who would shoot it? Would Laura be the one filming?
Yes. Okay. Or Gigi.
I'll have to work on that.
What about Gigi?
Gigi would do it. She'd be really, very good at it. She's out of school today.
Brian, who just stopped in. Brian just came to Kip.
Brian is a friend.
Yes. He says, this is Brian. I just stopped in. I'm definitely going to do the ice today with the kids since they are home. Easy, free entertainment.
Yes.
Thank you. From Brian.
It's a great idea. The flat.
But it's got to be thick enough. And it breaks. And then it's like, I'm just going to use this ice. And it's glacier ice. And when it's thicker, then it holds better than just little cubes. Melt too fast.
Part of the fun to me, too, is this is clean. If you drop that in the kitchen and it breaks all over, Laura's not going to get mad. Yeah. I mean, it's water.
Yeah, and it's fun to see how fast it freaks you out, how fast things freeze at night when it's minus 10.
I love this. This is minus a great 10. Idea.
What do you got, Jake? There's a smile there.
This is actually from earlier in the show.
From the blanket?
No.
I don't want to hear from WB.
No, it's not WB. This is, I don't have a name here, but someone says, I'm on vacation right now, and I'm watching the show from the start. So he's right now in idle chit-chat. Yeah. He says, I am in shock.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
That two grown men don't know what a cabbage looks like. I am 77. And he said, I am 77, and I'm actually embarrassed for that generation.
Don't be embarrassed. I think we kind of know what cabbage looks like.
We had an idea.
He didn't have his readers on.
Yeah, I did my readers, and I knew. I wasn't looking at I wasn't all of a sudden going, oh, crap, that's a pear. I didn't do that. It wasn't like, that's a pear. Oh, I'm looking for.
That's parsley.
Sir, you're looking for cabbage? Yeah, that's a sweet potato. No, it's not it like that. No, I knew. I had a general feel for it, but I didn't, not good enough, I didn't read. I did. I'm totally,
Didn't have
if you think that embarrassed you, me and Steve could have, we have way better stuff than that. Not knowing what a cabbage looks like.
The headline again today, Bill, please.
It's just frozen fun.
Frozen fun.
The art of homemade ice.
I love the idea. Simple as that.
Frozen fun, the art of homemade ice.
I love this.
And you're only getting, guys, remember, this window's small. This might be it. You have like a night or two left of this.
Night or two left.
And then after that, you're gonna, all of a sudden, spring is here.
I'm glad.
And this is over.
Yes. This was timely.
So once you get this kind of weather, find a way to embrace it. What do? This is what we do. We make our own ice.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to do the old-fashioned thing.
Please report back on that.
So you're saying orange peel in there, too.
What's that?
You got to go get some maraschino cherries.
Yes.
I don't think that's a tricky thing either.
No, that's not too hard. No, that's not that hard.
I believe in you to do that.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know if they still have it.
I do.
But there's nothing even close to Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's.
Not going back to Trader
Joe's. Trader Joe's has a pre-made old-fashioned.
Oh, good God, really?
Yeah, that's
maybe
incredible.
You are
about to make the trip south.
Incredible, yes. All I know is just out of the blue, Laura's like, what is going on outside? Fun with ice. Frozen fun.
It was laid out flat. Where'd you lay it out flat on?
I was just doing the cocktail glass last night. Tonight's the glacier ice.
What's happening outside?
What's going on out there?
How far would you fill the glass? Just like a couple inches?
No, I did a little bit more than that. I got a little aggressive.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit more. It's more than half.
Oh.
More than half.
Still pour drinking.
Yeah. It's fine. Trust me. You'll like it.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is not really that wild cardy for a Wednesday, but college basketball arenas.
Okay.
Oh, I've no idea.
I'll give you the name of the arena. You tell me what school plays there.
Okay, we got
I'll hold it now. Have you stayed somewhat like historical?
I'd say these are pretty much all historical, I'd say.
Okay.
These have not changed names for a long time, at
all
least.
Right.
With that.
You'll be surprised. You'll surprise yourself.
So, 464-5685, Shut Up Sipple, starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Sipple!
I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, college basketball arenas. Not trying to fool anybody here. I think these are all pretty... They're all gettable, I believe.
Okay.
Nothing's changed names in the last like 5-10 years at all.
Where are we this week? 1-1.
1-1 is the record. We have Aaron. Aaron, how do you feel about college basketball arenas today? Aaron's scared.
Checked out.
Aaron dropped off.
Checked out.
What happened?
Aaron was there and then dropped off.
Sorry.
Ellie, what happened?
Sometimes you get scared of the topic.
Fine, Ellie. You're fine.
Freak out. Somebody's calling back in. This might be Aaron again. You never know. Sometimes you call in before you know the topic, what it is, and when it's announced, you get stage fright, and you just click off.
Nothing worse than stage fright.
Pretty bad. She's getting us a new name. How many arenas have you been to for college basketball, Zip? How many do you think you've been to?
I mean, it's a strange question.
Why is that a strange question?
Big 12 arenas. We used to travel. Me and McKeever used to go to all the Big 12 sites, and sometimes...
You were traveling to cover hoops? That'd have been incredible.
Writing columns, yeah. Back in the day.
Better times?
In the day.
Back in the day, yeah. I mean, McKeever. All the Big 12 ones. Yeah.
Okay, we got a new caller. JR.
JR.
Thanks for calling in. College basketball arenas. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Bill's a lifeline for SIP for one question.
Go.
JR, what school plays at the KFC Yum Arena?
Louisville.
Brilliant! That was a layup. I'm glad you gave it to him.
You're welcome. 1-0 lead.
He always does that.
1-0
lead.
We're
always down 1-0.
It's not true. Zip, first question. What school plays at Bud Walton Arena?
I think I know.
I don't know. So far away.
Bud Walton?
Yes.
Arkansas.
That is brilliant. I had no idea.
Brilliant. You put the brilliant
one
on
time.
Brilliant.
Arkansas is correct. JR, to take the lead, last question. What school plays at the Lloyd Noble Center?
Good God, Jake.
I have no clue.
Oh, well, hello.
Hello. Five.
Nope. I'll start the countdown.
Wow.
Five.
Jake's been very stern with me.
That's four. That's an early countdown start.
I have no idea. Story. Let's go with Iowa State.
Good guess. Ah.
What is that one, Sip?
Remember the great Billy Tubbs, by any chance?
Wayne and Tisdale.
Oh, now we're going.
Playing the saxophone. Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma.
Brilliant.
It's been the Lloyd Noble Center since me and Bill were boys.
It's true.
Since we were kids.
Now, this is for the win, and Bill is in play.
Years.
Bill's in play here.
Hey, it's been the Lloyd Noble Center for 50 years.
For the win. What school plays at the Pit?
Oh, got this one. 100.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Let me take it.
Yeah, take it.
New Mexico Lobos.
Brilliant.
I was worried you might say State, but
nope,
you
did.
Stayed in the color. You colored in the lines. Good job.
JR, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, JR.
JR, you should hang up. You got whipped.
Lloyd Noble.
All right, this is for
Arkansas. We dunked on his head.
So, 2-1 starts the week.
Two and one.
This is for you, Bill.
Okay.
What is the listed capacity of the Pit?
Listed. 12,609.
Okay, sip over under that.
I've been there, by the way.
You have?
Yes. I covered NCAA gymnastics there back in the day. Francis Allen was going for the national championship. I think they lost.
He said 12,609.
I've been in that place. It struck me as smaller than that, so I'm going to go under.
15,411, actually, is listed capacity of the Pit.
And that's a
big
arena.
That is big.
What game was big there? What game was big?
They had a national championship there.
I'm hoping I'm right on this.
I think they had a national championship there, right?
They did.
Was it North Carolina State?
Yep.
And?
NC State in Houston.
In Houston.
Yeah. At the Pit.
That's where the crazy play happened. Whoa. Yeah, it was at the where Jimmy Valvano was running around the court. I'm 98% sure.
That was in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember when Magic beat Bird, it was in Salt Lake City, and the thing held like 14,000. Or 12. Maybe
better 30. Times.
Better times.
The Pit, by the way, was built in 1966.
How about that?
Great year.
How about that? Where are you guys do the national championship at? I don't know. Probably Albuquerque.
Got a good sized venue.
Let's go with Albuquerque.
That's incredible.
If we're wrong on that, please let us know. If we're wrong on that, if that's where NC State won. I think you're right. When Jimmy Valvano was running around the court.
We'll confirm that during the break. When we come back, Hour 3, Sean Callahan joins us next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.